Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
This is the Saturday Night Country House Concert Podcast.
And right now taking place is our house concert from Melbourne with Geelong artist Nathan Seeks. He's just released his debut album, Heart of the City. And if you like the sound of kind of Jason Isbell, Steve Earle and Lucinda Williams, you're going to like the sound of this man. I'm really enjoying this new album. So let's hear a taste. This is Old Blood.
Capture glory, sang songs in every bar. You make it in your hometown, you think that you're a star. The only stars around here played football. I wrote songs about getting out. We don't wind up in those bathroom stalls till the bouncers kicked us out. I used to brag I'd mess around with every girl in town. I used to rule these streets of mine. Oh yeah. Once upon a time. And I've been king without a crown. The stories, they got taller as friends all slipped away. Nights alone with the TV on and drinking through the day. And I've been holding out so long, there's nothing left. Think that you're a star.
Saturday Night Country, that is the sound of Nathan Seeks from his brand new album, Heart of the City, and that was Old Blood. And he joins us tonight on the show. G'day, Nathan.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for coming along and joining us in our Melbourne studio tonight to showcase your new album.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's an absolute honour.
Well, listen, you're no stranger, though, to music and releases. You've actually had, I believe, three EPs out previously, all self-produced, but this is your debut full album.
Yeah, so being a solo artist, you know, not being able to have the big bank of funds, it's not the 80s anymore. There's no record labels knocking on your door saying, hey, take all this money and do whatever you want for a year. You know, you buy yourself a computer and you buy yourself a little Pro Tools setup and you teach yourself how to do it and you put your music out there as cheaply as you can and hopefully it doesn't sound like it's been recorded in a shoebox. And each recording you do, you try and make a little bit more progress and you jump on YouTube and you watch a lot of tutorials.
Really? Is that what you did?
Yeah, so Oh, that's exactly what I did. That is exactly what I did. And I called people. I had, like techie mates that would come around and they'd be like, oh, no, man, you got to do this. You know, you're putting all this reverb on each track. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're not supposed to do that? No. And so, yeah, I learned all these, the ins and outs. I'd never be able to do it as a job. The people who do it are absolute wizards, as you know. So when it came to full-length album time, it was nice to be able to let someone else do the driving and focus on the songs.
And let's ask then, who did you let do the driving, as you call it? I like that, Nathan.
So Roger Bogodaz, who has Union Street Studio down here in Melbourne, and he's worked on albums for Raised by Eagles and Freya Josephine Hollick and James Ellis, and you know these are albums that have won country album of the year awards, and like the pedigree of people that have come through this little studio or working with him in the past was absolutely what drew me towards it, because you know these are the people that I looked up to, and go where they go, I guess.
Yes, go where the runs are on the board, and someone who knows a thing or two about this kind of style. I mean, how would you best describe your sound? Because to me it seems country blues, very much in the style of Steve Earle and Jason Isbell, but Australian, given an Australian flavour.
Yeah, I suppose there's been a couple of comparisons to Steve Earle and things like Van Morrison for what I do, and it's storytelling with sincerity at the heart of it. Like that's my aim each time I try and put something down on paper, is that the story behind it really needs to be sincere so that people can relate to it. And you know, if it comes out being very country, that's great. If it's a little bit more folky, that's cool too. But as long as the acorn of sincerity is there at the heart of it.
I like where you're coming from. Nathan Seeks is joining us on Saturday Night Country. The brand new album is called Heart of the City. He joins us. It is also the house concert. And you know what that means, Nathan, don't you?
I do. That means I get to play.
It does. I do hope you brought your guitar in for us tonight.
It's here. It's all ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Well, I love the stories, and you're all about the storytelling and the writing of these songs that, as you say, the acorn is the truth behind it all. So tell me some truth or something that at least I can believe in.
Well, that's the thing I found is not to be too truthful, because if you've got to sing these songs, you know, a couple of times, you know, a week or a month or wherever you're gigging. Tamworth, you know, that's, you sing the song three times a day. You don't want it to be so truthful that it drains you. So you've got to be a little detached. The first song that I wanted to play, Moonlight Creek, sort of, it came from a trip that my wife and I took up through Gippsland, and we were driving through these areas of Victoria that we've never been through, and they're the kind of places where, you know, some places you'd wave and smile to people as you drove through, and you know, 30 seconds later you're out of town, and some places would just be absolute ghost towns, and you know, you wouldn't see anybody. And I thought about what kind of stories might take place in areas like that of Australia and Victoria. And so as we were up doing some free camping, I put this next story together. And, it's a nice sad one. I like the sad ones. They're good. They're cathartic.
Well, he's going to hit us hard with the sad ones straight up. Here we are for the house concert. This is Nathan Seeks.
Found her body out beyond the pines, near a cyclone fence under some power lines. Her mother hadn't heard from her in weeks. Well, she'd been meeting up with friends near Moonlight Creek. She was stripped of all her grace, from her feet up to her face. The sun had turned to red and starts to settle down on the remnants of a broken southern town.
picked her boyfriend up outside his house. They questioned him for almost 14 hours. He offered up a solid alibi. Well, he was in a state the night they said she died. She was stripped of all her grace, from her feet up to her face. The sun had turned to red, the sauce settled down on the remnants of a broken southern town. In more suspects they could not hold. It turned into a case no one could solve. The rumors were the killer passed on through and wasn't someone that she even knew. She was stripped of all her grace, from her feet up to her face. The sun had turned to red, the sauce settled down, the remnants of a broken southern town. Yeah, the sun had turned to red as it finally settles down on the remnants of a broken southern town.
That's Nathan Seek's Saturday Night Country, the house concert and the album official launch, Heart of the City. Now, I believe, Nathan, you sort of are a late bloomer when it comes to making this your career. Is that right? I mean, you're chuckling about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is.
Is that right?
No, it is. It is because I don't do things in the normal pattern that perhaps other people are doing. You know, I'm in my late 30s. I have been doing... I started doing the solo thing, you know, when I just turned 30, I got a very nice guitar for my 30th birthday and started to turn the stories into songs and, I'm a late bloomer, but, you know, good things come to those who wait.
Were you quietly working on song lyrics? Did you have ideas rattling around in that decade from your 20s to your 30s, thinking perhaps one day you might, you know, pick a guitar up and play a few tunes?
I was playing bass in a band through my 20s, and it was very fast and very heavy, which I'm thankful for because it's given me a very steady, strong right hand when it comes to strumming the guitar. But the songs weren't overly not challenging, but interesting enough. The stories, like, I was writing the songs, but they just didn't have the thing that I wanted. And I remember I was around 28, 29, and I heard Springsteen's Live at Hammersmith 1975, the double album, and I just went, that's it, that's what I want to do. And I dedicated all my time to that afterwards. And it took a while, and that's cool.
So were you dabbling in other work along with, you know, the music as a career, or was it enough to
keep it going? I'm a primary school teacher. I have been for 11 years now, and that's afforded me a great bit of time in the school holidays to get out and travel. When my wife and I, she's also a primary school teacher, and that's how we met.
Oh, that's cute.
It is very cute. I know it is. It's we took long service. We got married in 2016, and then we took a term off and went through the States. And went through the South and, you know, fell in love with all these blues bands and, you know, country musicians and, you know, came back. And I think from that return in 2016, I've been a bit more focused on the music rather than just being something that happens in school holidays and weekends, trying to trying to give it a bit of a go, I guess.
And Nathan Seeks, who joins us on Saturday Night Country, the primary school teacher, but he's pretty cool when he's got a new album out called Heart of the City. The kids would love that. But that trip, did you actually get to play in the States too, or was it just a go look-see?
The guitar that I've got here, I bought in Austin, and there are a couple of open mics that I jumped on, made friends with some people at bars, and they said, you know, like, there was, we ran into a general manager of a bar in Austin called The Hole in the Wall, and she said, "What are you in town for?" I said, "Oh, you know, musician, and, you know, here to just check out what's going on." She goes, "Oh, do you want to jump up on stage on Saturday night?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I absolutely do." And it was my first international concert, so that was it's very lucky. Yeah.
Well, hopefully there'll be a bit more of that action return visit to the States, perhaps with this new album. Would that be on the cards?
That is on the cards. I've applied to showcase at Americana Fest, and we've decided that if that happens, that's great. If it doesn't, we'll still go over and spend some time and revisit some places in the South that we fell in love with this September. So it'll be nice to have an album to also take in Spruik.
Nice work. And we are catching up with Nathan Seeks tonight. The new album is called Heart of the City. And if I said I would like to play next up Sirens, this has some pretty heavy subject matter on this one, Nathan, from what I understand. And was it hard to approach this topic of domestic violence?
Yeah, I really tiptoed around this one for a while. I got a lot of opinions from people that I trusted before committing it to tape. And it's the kind of thing that I was a bit unsure whether my voice needed to be heard in this arena, but I got good feedback from the people that I'd shared the song with. I was really fortunate enough to have Greta come in and sing on it.
I like how you just drop her first name. She doesn't even get a second name.
Oh,
anymore.
Sorry.
She's that well known now.
She is that well known. And when you say Greta, or, you know, you say Swiftie, everyone's like, "Ah, yeah." Like, sorry, for those playing at home who are unaware, if you're listening to Saturday Night Country and you're not aware who Greta Zilla is, then that's your homework on Sunday.
That's right.
There you go. Get out.
I was being a bit cheeky, but I do like that, Nathan, because we do tend to do that. We refer to our mates now as Greta, or, like you say, Swifty, or Butcher. And you're going to be Seeks. That must be your go-to, is it?
As long as I can spell it right.
It is tricky to spell.
Or pronounce it. It is tricky, I know.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
You're absolutely nailing it, okay. And I'm sure that you've had people do that with your last name as well. You've had every iteration.
We have, but your spelling is quite unique. Can we just explain to folks the spelling of your name, please, and its origins?
Okay. All right. Strap in, folks. There's a history lesson for you. So the last name is Seeks. It is spelled S-E-E-C-K-T-S, and if you just get rid of the C and the T. And everything's plain sailing. Its origin is German or Dutch. It was von Seeked a very long time ago. And then they moved to Liverpool and they were like, "No, we've got to get rid of that von." I don't know. It is an interesting one. It has definitely brought a lot of laughs when, you rock up to a venue and they've misspelt it wildly inaccurately.
I'm sure they have. Did you take photos of those now and then share them on social media?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, I'll put myself in it, but, you know, Sea Cats is one that's been on there before, which is great because, my wife and I have got two cats at home, so we're happy with that.
Well, we have Nathan Seeks. That's the correct pronunciation, ladies and gentlemen.
We are
about to hear Sirens, which features Greta Zilla. It is about domestic violence. And I think, though, you said whether you were the right sort of voice for this. I think that having any of us talk about this subject is the right voice, because it does touch people that you don't expect, three doors down, family members, cousins, aunties, uncles. So I think, we're all the right person to talk about this matter. Let's hear it. This is Sirens from Nathan Seeks.
The Sirens. Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
Saturday Night Country, that is brand new from the album we are featuring with Nathan Seeks tonight, Heart of the City. It is also our house concert. And I'm thinking, Nathan, come November when they have the special White Ribbon Day, that will certainly get a nice airing, no doubt, across ABC Radio. You're good mates with the ABC Melbourne mob. You're in there tonight. You leave a few copies of your album around.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely do that. And thank you very much for allowing me to share that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Nathan, I know you've just been busy tripping around promoting the release of the album, and we've tied you up. You've been had a full on last week. What is in the schedule for the next few months? Are there festivals you're trying to lock in? What can we expect? And where can we tell folks to catch up with you?
There's a Geelong release Easter Sunday, which is at the Barwon Club down in Geelong, yeah. And the Melbourne release is at the Labour in Vain on April 27th. And, yeah, then there'll be quite an extensive winter tour. I've got another single that is locked and loaded and ready to go.
I like that.
That's the name of the game, isn't it, Felicity? You've got to always have the next thing is
ready. You
know, the next thing's always there.
I
That's
know.
It.
It's exhausting, though. You're finding that yourself, because I know you understand radio. You work in community radio yourself, Nathan, so you would know firsthand what that's all about, receiving emails and deliveries like I do.
Oh, I love it. I really do, because the things that come through your inbox, or, you know, you turn up to the station and there's little packages waiting for you, it's like Christmas, because there's always something new. And as an independent artist, if I see someone else's music, you know, that I've got an avenue to be able to share that with people, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be part of.
And you do a great job, I believe. There's a lot of fans that tune into your program Last Night in Town, and I love that name too. It's a very cool radio name, program name.
It's actually a Lucero song. Lucero, probably my favourite alt country rock and roll band out of Memphis. And yeah, so I stole that one.
Have you chatted
good.
To them?
I like it.
Have you had them on the program?
We went and saw them. They came out for the first time in like 7 years, just in February, and had a chat to them. We were lucky enough to see them at Red Rocks with Jason Isbell in 2016, and we sort of talked about that, and I tried to steer the conversation towards the show, but it was the front bar of the Corner Hotel on a Sunday night, and everyone was trying to get to them, so it was a short, sharp. So next time.
But still, you had a moment, so that's okay.
Oh, look, that could be the title of my book, I Had a Moment.
I think that could be the title of a lot of our books. We might all fight over that one. Nathan Seeks is joining us, and you mentioned you've got the next single, Locked and Loaded. That might be the perfect time for you to perhaps play. I don't know if you want to play it for us, the next single. It is the house concert, and it is totally up to you. But what would you like to play next, Nathan? You are my guest.
Yes, that is a very good question, and I am not at all put on the spot. Look, I should play the latest single, I think. And if people enjoy it, they'll stick around for the next one. The latest single is called Beast Beneath the Bed, and it's about those nights when you can't get to sleep, and every thought from, you know, when you were 5 to 35 is rattling around in your head, and it feels like someone's sitting on a TV remote control, and that channel's just flicking inside your head over and over and over, and it feels like, yeah, the beast beneath the bed's trying to keep you awake all night. So I wrote this.
This is Nathan Seeks, Saturday Night Country.
I haven't seen you in 40 days and nights. Now trouble sleeping when I turn off all the lights, drinking and eating. But my clothes still don't fit right, never in morning. But I'm waking over time, and there's a hole within my chest. Nothing can fill it. Yeah, there's a beast beneath my bed. Nothing can kill it. My head's full of lightning. Stripped and tangled wire, my heart keeps on beating, and my blood's filled with fire. I focus on breathing and continue to perspire, though I'm overthinking. For half goddamn night. And there's a hole within my chair, wish I could fill it. Yeah, there's a beast beneath my bed, wish I could kill it. One out pretending everything's alright. I'm over explaining why I always seem uptight. So I'm doing something that'll help me to rewrite the words that I'm singing and continue to recite. And there's a hole within my chest, trying to fill it. Yeah, there's a beast beneath my bed, I'm trying to kill it. So there's a hole within my chest, and I'm gonna fill it. Yeah, there's a beast beneath my bed, well, I'm gonna kill it.
The house concert tonight with Nathan Seeks and the official album launch on Saturday Night Country of Heart of the City. And that was brand new, Beast Beneath the Bed. And I know that's not the single that's locked and loaded, is it? That's not the one that's about to come out, because that's the latest single, isn't it, Nathan?
That is the latest single. And, yeah, the next one, oh, look, because,
no, don't tell us
because
yet.
It's you.
No, save
good,
it.
No, I was going to. No, I was kidding. I was doing that to stir my PR lady up. She would absolutely kill me.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I don't want to be in that the wake of that either. I don't want to receive hate mail. Everything's been working so nicely up until now. So let's keep the suspense, and people will have to watch the space, and we'll share it when it's announced.
Yeah, and I look, ABC Country and the support that has come through this year has been absolutely amazing. So, hopefully that continues, relationship.
Oh, of course it will. And I love to be a nosy Parker, and I love hearing everyone's backstories about family. And do you come from a big family? Were there other kids involved in the family that you growing up wanted to play guitars or pianos? Well, tell me a bit more about yourself, Nathan.
That is the question that my mother and father have asked me. They're like, where does this come from? Because we're not a musical family. There's four of us. There's my mother, my dad, and my older sister. And you know, I wouldn't say that my older sister's French horn playing in year eight really inspired me to. It's inspired me to do a lot of music, but look, we can put that in there. My grandfather on my mother's side, so my mum is Welsh, and they came out here in the 60s, and he was part of the Welsh Men's Choir. So I think that's where the big barrel chest, the coal miner singing, comes from.
Commanding vocals, I call it.
Yeah, it's something that I've definitely worked on over my time, and something that is always present in my songwriting. I've got to be a bit wary not to make them all booming. There's got to be a little bit of light and shade.
And growing up, was it Geelong? Have you always lived there, or did you move from somewhere else?
So, yeah, I was born and raised in Geelong. We spent a couple of years, both my parents are teachers, or were. Retired now, but spent a bit of time living in the UK in the mid-80s because my father did a teacher swap or a teacher exchange over to a very small country town or a village, as they like to call it. And
how was that for you kids?
That was amazing. It's one of the I wish I was a little bit older, because I was the end of grade one when we did that move, and our family car was a Leyland Sherpa van. And if anyone's out there and they want to know what a Leyland Sherpa van looks like, I encourage you to Google it because it's pretty ugly. So my sister did not enjoy being driven around. She was 12 at the time, and you know she didn't enjoy being driven around in the Leyland Sherpa. And I was 8. I thought it was fantastic.
You
that
you
our,
loved it.
Our car's got a kitchenette in it. So every weekend we'd, you know, because Mum was Welsh, there was family over in Wales, we'd go and see. The holidays would be driving around Europe. And so got to see a lot of the world at a very young age. And, you know, one of our cars is now a Tarago that we've turned into a camper. Like maybe it's in the blood.
How fabulous. What an exciting part of your childhood. I can just see the joy in your face from the sound of your voice there, Nathan, retelling those stories. Have they influenced your songwriting, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because it's the people that you meet along the way that give you those stories. And I think that's bringing it back to the album. You know, someone's asked me before, you know, the title, The Heart of the City, what does that mean? And it's, you know, the people are the heart of the city. And those stories on that album could be any place in Geelong that you drive past, but it could be Newcastle. It could be, you know, anywhere in Australia that is, you know, where the people are, which is, you know, that's the heart of the city.
It relates to us all. And we are joined by Nathan Seeks on Saturday Night Country. As you just heard, he has the Geelong Easter Sunday official album launch and Melbourne on the 27th. So please get along to see Nathan. I would love to go out with another track from the album, and particularly House Lights. Unless there's a favourite, you get to play DJ if you like, and if you prefer to go out with something else.
You know, that is my favourite.
I picked it.
It's a very personal song, and it's something that other musos have sort of cottoned onto, and they've said, I've been that person as well. And I've had that experience, and it stemmed from someone pouring their heart out to me, down here. I did a gig at the Fitzroy Pinnacle, and, a guy had driven from up near Bateman's Bay to Melbourne after a breakup, listening to an EP of mine on repeat. And, so I took his little nuggets of wisdom and put them into that song.
But all this joy that you're bringing other people has really been cemented now with this album. And I believe it was through the campaign that you had Possible. Yeah. I'm getting my L's in the wrong place. I'm doing that in front of a teacher.
That's all right.
This is terrible. Possible campaign. And it was done within, I don't know, a matter of a couple of days. And that just goes to show that your popularity has been out there. So that must have been a really nice pat on the back.
That was so humbling. To each morning you'd wake up and you'd check your little, account, your Possible account, or you know the what was happening on the internet, and it just kept ticking up and up and up. And by the third morning, I woke up and I'd reached my target, and then it kept going for the 30 days. And so I'm at a stage now, well, where I don't not only have it available on CD and digitally, but it's also available on vinyl. And as an independent with no label, I think that's something pretty special, and I could never thank those people enough.
Isn't that lovely?
For their support.
And you're in the Cool Kids Club having vinyl. Well done, Nathan Seeks, and thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Night Country. I have had a wonderful time with you joining us in our Melbourne studio, and a big thank you to all our friends in Melbourne as well. We are going to go out with House Lights. People need to jump on your social posts, all those online contacts, and say good day. Grab a copy if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, and thank you so much, Nathan. It has been a joy for me.
Thank you, Felicity. It's been awesome.
I spent so many nights singing to strangers, wondering if they care for what I do.
stealing lines and codes from all my childhood heroes. Well, that's a secret only known to me and you. I sailed through a sea of empty bottles. I drank to fuel this fire in my gut, writing songs of love and loss and desperation. I'm praying to God that it would be enough when I'm long gone before the dawn. So bring the house lights all home. I am gone. I tried my best to make it through the daylight, slinging cans and curses at the sun. So someone shouts out, what's with all those sad songs? Why don't you play more happy ones? And as I'm packing up, this guy comes up to tell me I would have bailed out if not for you. You know that song you wrote about driving down the port road? Well, that's the only thing that helped me make it through when I'm long gone before the dawn. So bring the house lights all home, 'cause I am gone. When I'm long gone before the dawn, so bring the curtain down, 'cause I am gone. When I'm long gone before the dawn, so bring the house lights all home, 'cause I am gone. When I'm long gone.
Nathan Seeks, and that was House Lights from the Heart of the City, his brand new album out now.